We either fight about it, talk about it, but the next day we're not gonna bitch about it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really big on snitching in my house. Like,
oh.
I'm glad he's coming home for
as human purposes. Like,
for your family, you know, you be free, whatever. Musically, not interested. Culturally, not interested. I'm not pressing follow on IG. I'm good. Calling the kids, what's on the game?
He was having the bitches shipped in like Uber Eats.
Yes.
Unpop the pod.
You can't say that.
We back. Episode, I don't even know at this point. We at season two. I'm one of your hosts, Brish Viv. Unpopular Opinion. I'm with my guy.
And live and lover.
We back. Got some topics for y'all today. We're going to have some games. Oh, yeah. What we got behind the camera? We got somebody. We got, you know what? He's bald now. We got Booker T. Booker T behind the camera. Booker T the wrestler. Bald now. We don't got dressed up.
So I'll say that one for next week then.
I got it's Harlem. I don't know if that's true. He's saved my
Harlem Heat, nigga. Are you serious? Yes, nigga.
Booker T.
From...
The wrestler?
Yeah.
He was really from Harlem?
Harlem Heat. You don't remember Harlem Heat?
No.
What?
What's that?
That was the wrestling group he originated from.
I don't remember. That shit is...
Booker T is from Harlem. My grandmother... Yes, bro. We used to watch... My grandmother used to make you watch Harlem Heat. That's why. All the beat, nigga. I had the two
Twitter. I was huge. He was WCW for a long time. I wasn't WCW. Yeah, I was WWF.
Yeah.
He was WCW.
WCW was hotter than WWF for
Kevin
a long
Nash,
time.
My niggas.
For a long time.
Kevin Nash. Who else they had over there? You used to watch wrestling? Never, Ellie?
Like when The Rock was the...
So that's WWF. I'm talking about even a little before that. Even a little before that. I used to go to them shits at MSG. All that.
Oh, shit.
Facts. My cousins. Sure. You used to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit's
fire. I was a big wrestler, man.
I remember one Christmas, I got the...
The ring. Yeah, I got the ring with the shit where you put their foot on it and they play the music.
Absolutely awesome. I was saying, yeah, they just sort of fishing.
I was really in it.
Yeah, we was talking about right before we
Stone Cold stunning niggas and all that. Like,
yeah, that shit was fun. I used to do all our cousins.
Was fake, like, in Super Bowl for...
We gonna continue the conversation? Or we gonna keep it? What?
What'd you just say? I said SmackDown was fake, the Super Bowl for the kids.
Oh, for sure. Oh, I thought we... You thought you said...
No, not SmackDown.
What?
SummerSlam and Royal Rumble was our Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, that's the one. WrestleMania.
That's for sure the Super Bowl.
Did y'all watch the Super Bowl?
Hell yeah, we watched. Well, not hell yeah, because I ain't really had no vested interest. Though.
Shit was very whack this year. Oh, shout out to Super Bowl. Super Bowl. The game was actually whack.
Because, you know, some people.
And the halftime show.
Was what?
Whack as fuck.
What did you expect, though?
I
thought it was hard.
Let's be clear.
Let's go like this. All right. What's the expectations? First of all, it's a Super Bowl performance, but it's Kendrick.
Entertain
you?
Is the expectation here.
Is the expectation first?
For the halftime show, yes. Every halftime show,
Once you hear it's Kendrick Lamar, what do you expect?
I'm not expecting anything. No, I wasn't expecting it.
Thank you.
This okay, year?
So let's talk
this
about
year specifically, I was expecting Not Like Us. The whole time I'm waiting for him to say it.
He's there. We can acknowledge that, right? He's there because they're Not Like Us. He wouldn't be there otherwise.
Right.
He done had mad shits. And I went down his hits. I'm like, what's got bad hits?
He got mad hits.
And he didn't do none of them.
And I wanted to hear
Grammy, never got nominated, never been on this world stage like this.
I don't know. I was never a Kendrick fan or a Drake fan. But
how you not eat? Like,
I wasn't either. I like Drake more.
Okay, that's what I heard.
I like Drake more, but Drake made Marvin's Room. So for me, it was like, I was never rocking.
What's wrong with Marvin's Room?
It's a lot wrong with Marvin's Room, but we're not about to get into that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, Drake always been, and first of all, the nigga that's rapping in Marvin's Room is not who Drake really is. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I feel like he was just.
Yeah, don't even go into it, because we got sidetracked. Just go ahead and talk about the Super
Bowl. But the nigga Drake, I mean, with the Kendrick and Drake shit, I just feel like they took away the battle rap from us and made it mainstream. Like, they got Taylor Swift screaming.
That's the first time I heard that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they took a shit away from us. They put somebody calling another man a pedophile on the Super Bowl stage.
Super Bowl stage is crazy.
Yeah, bro, that's weird.
Even though he didn't say the word, it's still crazy.
Like, Nas didn't even do that at Summer Jam. Nigga,
that's a hip-hop realm. We're talking about, like, worlds. How big is the Super Bowl? That's, like, the biggest event in America, right?
I think so, for sure.
Once I heard they was having Kendrick Lamar, I already knew. I'm like, there's going to be a message behind everything. There's going to be Easter eggs. You already know that. You
already know that. Easter eggs, mad breath.
Already know that. Like,
Yo, bro, I don't want to break down science projects and shit while I'm listening to my rap music.
I agree with you. That's why I don't listen to Kendrick. But I will watch when people is breaking it down. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I saw it. But there's a lot of that shit for me be like...
Once I saw Samuel Jackson, I'm like,
I'm saying, I caught that immediately.
I caught that. I'm like, I probably ain't catch some other shit because I was still checking for entertainment.
No, I just started with that. I didn't think I was going to have to keep thinking. I caught the Uncle Sam immediately.
I knew because I'm like, oh, shit. Like, fuck, I forgot. So I already knew that was coming, but I was watching. I was trying to figure out what the A meant on his own.
Oh, it was good.
I thought it was Aubrey.
I thought it was for Aubrey.
Nah, it wasn't A because the lowercase.
Little nigga, little Aubrey.
I don't know. But apparently, he'd been wearing that chain for a while. So it's like, all right, is it that? But I was trying to figure out mad shit. And I'm like, I already know. I don't even like these songs that he's singing.
Right.
You can't, if you're a white person, that call out. If you're watching this, you have no clue what he's saying.
I like Swat Love.
I know the songs and I don't know what he's saying.
What was behind that two-step he was doing? It's the West Side shit.
I thought he was like taking the jab at somebody.
Oh, no, I wasn't gonna.
You know, everything with him is intentional, so you gotta pay attention.
Power to the coldest. I'm in the middle of the Super Bowl. I've been Patrick Mahomes' legacies on
the game already was not entertaining.
Yeah, the game was lit. I think the performance
would have been a little better. I think it felt a little better. Yeah.
Like, we all like a little different.
There was a little more pressure on him because it's like, yo, this game is whack. Turn this shit up. Do something, bro. But did you see? It was a TikTok. Some lady, because you know they in New Orleans, doing voodoo in the crowd on the casual. Yeah, oh, you know, I'm like.
That was
it. It worked, though.
Cross that bitch, yo. What the fuck was that about, bro?
Out in the open.
He was racially offended.
I was very offended, bro. I always felt like
somebody threw voodoo on me before, you know what I mean?
Don't even say no shit like
that. I feel like it.
Yeah, this shit right now. Don't even say
it. So, speaking of beef, rest in peace to Herb Gotti. Rest in peace to Herb.
He never dies.
Rest in peace, everybody. Nah, yo, that rest. I took that one a little personal because
I'm not even gonna say rest in peace to Irv Gotti, really, because once you put the devil on somebody, like in real life, like you say that out your mouth, yo, that's crazy.
He did. Irv said about.
He said, yo, you see Fifth, he got shot in the mouth. That's so close, like you could say he could have been out of here, right? But you know, your first thing is, oh God, see. He said, no. What if Satan see? What if the real life devil saved you? Like, would you forgive a nigga like that?
Yeah, if I'm 50,
that's what I'm saying.
I mean, if I'm 50, no, heavens no.
And then what he's doing with what he did with his shots, he's just
my whole thing about hip hop,
I'm kind of like shit on you.
I don't like the what you call this shit. Like, what? We're involving ourselves in niggas' beefs. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
They included us.
No, I'm saying they included us for sure, but it's like, I just feel like we too invested in it. Like, yo, bro, them niggas hated each other for real. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to separate them two because I like 50 and I like I love Murder 8. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love Murder 8 growing up, man. You know what I'm saying? 50 made me stop listening to Murder 8. Facts. Like, 1,000%. I'm not going
to. You are with the rest of the world.
Yeah. But if I could go back in time, I would continue to listen to Ja. I would because.
Just because it's a reflection of you.
Yeah, I felt like a sucker now, because it's like, yo, bro.
No, and as I'm growing up, you actually see people for who they are. You're like, oh, this nigga's a piece of shit. Like, who says that about somebody on camera? That's crazy.
Nah, that is, I didn't know why he said that, but that was
really something
to Herb, man. That nigga was a legend, man.
And then with Ashanti, remember that? He was saying how he was smashing and she broke his heart, all this. I don't think he was you too old to be spilling this online. Like, call her, bro.
She did say he was lying.
I don't care.
We all know Irv wasn't lying. Like, we all know Irv
was lying. I don't.
Stop lying.
You're not even. Like, we knew for a fact.
I believe him.
I believe you.
I can't say he's not lying.
I just felt like it wasn't playing what he did. That's all.
It's not, at all.
Like, you kissed and tell. You kissed and told. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not even like he pillow talked. He told it on camera.
So that's camera.
Strategic.
What I didn't like was like, what I didn't like was you could see like Ja Rule stop fucking with him a little at the end. Fat Joe stop fucking with him.
I mean,
because of what he did to Ashanti. And that's why, yo, bro, that's your man, though. Like, yo,
you play number the position to shoot shots.
Bro, what?
You don't think he's cool with Ashanti?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're cool with Ashanti, but like, yo, bro, they're beefing. That's what I'm saying. Like, we too invested. They're beefing, bro. They
probably.
Ja Rule,
I call Ja, I don't know what to do with him. I don't know what to do with her. Like,
if I'm Ja Rule and you're crashing out on camera, you're my man. What's up? You all right?
Done that?
I didn't see him do it when Earl's crashing out.
Do you think he's done that?
Yo, my man, you all right?
You don't remember he showed up with him at the Breakfast Club. He showed up with him at the Breakfast Club.
Yo, pause this shit real quick. Pause this shit. Yo, you crashing out, gang.
Bro.
Yo, leave that girl alone.
It grows.
Yo, leave that girl alone.
You don't think we had this conversation off camera already?
But if you're crashing out right next to me, I got to tell you something. Like, bro, I'm not about to sit here and watch you do this. Like, bro, you're involving me in this bullshit. Like,
see, but Irv strike me as the kind of person, like, you do that on camera to him to try to, chill. He might up it even more. Like, what? I'll go for none of this shit. Matter of fact,
So do you cut him off?
Nah, you don't cut him off. You deal with him accordingly.
You know what type of nigga Irv is.
Because that's the part of him that you don't rock with, but there's a whole 85% of him that you do.
Do you cut a friend off?
At what point?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, that is a great question. Great question. See, me?
That's a great question.
I think...
I'm not really into the cutting the friends off.
Yeah, you got... For me, it got to be egregious.
It got to be egregious.
Either money related, like real money.
Worst is they get put on timeout.
I'll ice you.
I'll definitely ice you. For sure. I've done
that. But I have my right hand, he'd say, we either fight about it, talk about it, but the next day we're not going to bitch about it.
That's hard.
Right?
So that sounds like some real...
like old man shit, yeah.
Wood.
Yeah. But you got to, like, it's like, yo, bro, if we men, we have to have this conversation or we got to fight or we just not going to talk about it ever again. Because if you feel some type of way, you got to address it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like niggas is letting a lot of shit linger and shit like that.
And then
your man is going to crash out again. If you condone that behavior, your whole life and now you're an adult, but this nigga is still the same person.
He's not growing.
He's not, like, yo, bro.
I got a friend like that. You know him.
Yeah.
Now, yo, bro, but you allowed this shit in your life for your whole existence. So now you just want to cut the nigga off. It's like, yo, bro, you kind of got to accept the nigga for who he is. That's how I look at it. Like, you.
So let me tell you. So
you're just not going to do certain shit.
I got a friend that's checking a lot of those boxes right there, right? I ain't going to lie. Right now, I wouldn't even call him a friend. I wouldn't call him.
Damn.
Right? But I know him.
Yeah.
And he know who I be around. He know people around me, whatever, right? He be in and out of use it. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Right? And sometimes he's good, sometimes he's not. But it's gotten to the point where, so context, his family support him and shit. Like, you know, he live in his mom's house. So he not almost not like that. But he went around asking one of my family members to support his business. He's selling hoodies. But all he did was do a mock-up online, like a digital version. Like, yo, I got these hoodies. Ain't really make a hoodie, but he wants you to pay for it so he can make it. You feel what I'm saying? So really, he just asked him for money, and he gonna run off. That's what he gonna do. Yeah. But he hitting my family members a lot.
Nah, I don't like that.
So that's why I'm like, yo, do I cut this nigga off?
Well, see, yeah, that's an addiction, though.
But I don't.
He's fighting addiction, so yes, I'm okay with you cutting him off.
But this is an escalation.
No, yeah,
his addiction.
No, for sure. No, want that. No, but once they into that realm of addiction, the conversation become a little different. Right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Once that's involved, because like now that you're not talking to your man no more.
Yeah.
You're talking to a shell of himself. Like, you know, you're talking to a whole nother human.
That's not the person you meet.
Yeah, that's not your man. Like, that's not gay. That's some other nigga. Like, that's a nigga that's willing to do whatever, whenever, however, to get whatever he needs. Like, you know what I'm saying? And those are the niggas.
So how do I handle that? I don't know.
First of all, you got to check him, but you cut him off.
I think if somebody who's not dealing with addiction, if they stole from me, no matter what it is, I think that's brands to be cut off. Like, if you stole from my crib, even if you stole, like, I don't know, a dollar out of my cup holder or some shit, and I know it's, and I'm like, bro, what? Could have just, yo, let me hold this dollar. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm taking this dollar.
I'm gonna count it. Like,
dollar, nigga. I'm not gonna sneak and take a dollar.
Look at it. So I feel like if you would do shit like that, then I gotta cut you off there so that
we don't get further and now you do real damage, because I done see that shit happen, bro. One of my cousins, they took in a relative, right? She's an adult. He's like 4 or 5 years younger than her. And yo, she was opening credit cards with his social.
Oh no.
Because he was receiving mail. So she was getting all his information, gathering. Like, yo, how can I, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he got an email one day, but this was a long time ago. So he wasn't really hip to email. He just check it every once in a while, whatever. But he was getting alerts. Bro, she's opening a mad shit just till she's home. So she's receiving the mail before niggas. They don't even know what's happening. Facts. Then the cops came like, yo, we suspect you of fraud.
Oh, shit.
I was like, what? What you talking about? So they brought up all the evidence. And she just started crying and fessed up. Word, bro.
Fuck it.
Ain't that crazy? Like, yo, they still live in the same house.
Oh, word?
To this day. Oh, no. Still live in the same house.
Yeah. That shit comes up in every argument. Every discussion at the refrigerator, like every, like if you drink the last milk, like yo, I knew you would do that shit.
Shit, crazy.
Remember that time? Like, nah.
I ain't gonna lie, you. I always think like, yo, you better than me, bro. Cause ain't no fucking way, son.
No way. And so, how does that show in like how you parent your kids?
What you got? You got
say that again?
You have your moral codes and all this stuff.
Yeah.
How do you pass that down to a boy versus a girl?
You know.
You could teach a boy to be a man. You've been a man for a long time.
Forever.
So I don't think you really teach. I think you lead by example. Because sure. You could tell a kid what to do all day.
What about a girl?
I feel it's the same way. Like you.
First of all, I think morals.
I can't speak to you because I got a son.
Moral is general.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It's not subjective to,
yeah,
to not, either side. Not, but there are some morals that women have that men don't have.
Different than.
Okay. I ain't going to lie. I don't know because I only know how to be one way. Like, so, big like, facts. I teach my daughters how to be real niggas. like, I don't know no other way, you know what I'm saying? So, for me, it's like, yo, just be you, be authentic, be real, just be yourself.
That's probably the smartest way.
Yeah, it's like, yo,
you're gonna learn how to be a woman from your
That's body. A fact. That's a fact.
And then they're gonna learn how to spot a man.
Yeah, for sure.
From you.
Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really big on snitching in my house. Like,
oh.
Like, please don't tell on your sister. Like,
oh.
Like, yo, bro. Like,
I was like, oh.
Nah, like.
I thought it was encouraged.
Yeah.
No, heaven's
like,
no.
Hey, listen.
Heaven's no.
You know, we telling now.
Nah, I be like, yo, bro, like.
Anything
be like,
yo, happen, man, you
if my, tell. My daughter. You, yo, if my daughter come in the room, like, yo, she did.
I ain't gonna lie. You know what? I can vouch for you for that. Because when I was over there at his crib. The little one, I think, came over and said something to yo, why are you snitching on your sister? I was like, yo, you just called your daughter snitch.
Yo, bro, because yo, bro, I feel like their relationship supposed to be tighter than their relationship with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and their mom.
We should be able to figure out before we go.
Yo, like,
they all they gonna have left.
They all they gonna have. And that's why I be on their neck about that shit, bro. That's your sister, gang. Like, let me do my job. Like, let me investigate. Like, you don't gotta do.
Yeah, don't
volunteer no information, son. That's your sister. I don't care about nothing, bro. That's your sister, bro.
That's how
I go. Yeah.
That's
bro.
How I went.
I ain't go from one of my closest friends in the world, him and his sister, bro. Their relationship growing up wasn't like they were best friends or nothing. They were brother and sister. That's it. You know what I'm saying? But they never ratted on each other. Like
that's hard.
I always seen it. Like, bro, like she had to do some foul shit to him at school and like make the nigga walk home. And then he'd get home. But she
like
would wait down the block for the nigga to walk to the block and then pull it to the house at the same time.
Nah, that's hard.
They would not tell on each other. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing happened. Walk in the crib.
And I always looked at that shit like, that's fire.
That is
like,
fire.
That's fire, bro. That's how you're supposed to be with your siblings, bro. Like, nothing should ever come between you, not even your parents, bro. That's how I feel. Like this is we in it for life, bro. Like,
you know what's crazy? You said, I don't even know how we got here, but I was beefing with my sister. I didn't speak to her in 2 months.
Word?
I just spoke to her today for the first time. So it's crazy we even talking about this.
Oh, dude.
Facts.
Nah, yeah.
I had to tighten that up.
So. I did. It was a, I'm not going to say who was wrong. It was apologies both ways, but it,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, I got to be the big brother here and.
Yeah, 1,000. You know. Especially when you the. I told you about that bigger man shit.
Yeah.
You always be the bigger person because at the end of the day, they gonna remember you as the bigger nigga.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a fact.
When you were so big, always gonna remember thinking the bigger nigga,
that's
bro. Like,
bar.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always be bigger than
that's
you.
A
like,
bar.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
that's a bar.
I'm always gonna pick the path for illness. Like, I'm always gonna be the iller nigga in the situation.
I had to be convinced to take that route, bro.
Yeah, bro, because it's like, yo, son, I'm gonna be bigger than you forever. You always gonna remember me being the one that I, you know what I'm saying?
You broke the ice.
Yeah,
you broke the ice.
Sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, son, accountability is big.
That's how I feel, bro. Everybody gotta be accountable for their own actions, so.
Like Matt Barnes.
My son is elite at time management. Elite time management, like, skills. This nigga should teach a course.
What happened with Matt Barnes?
So his fiance or something like that? Right? Fiance went on.
Oh, he listed the shit, right?
Added all the joints, put the time
stamps.
Eight joints. That's just the one she found.
No, that was in January.
Yeah, month of January. First of all, eight joints in January. It's only 4 weeks. Eight joints plus a wife. is crazy. Plus twin boys. Yo, my son
is a little basketball games back.
And podcast and showing up on ESPN. And you didn't know until you went in his phone.
Yo. Oh, he got other kids too.
Thank you.
In fact, yo, this thing is amazing.
Yo, Matt. Yes. Bro. What, whatever her name is, you come on, sir. You clap it up for Matt Barnes. Clap it up for Matt Barnes.
Like time management. That was amazing.
Italy. He just taught a master course that, yo, this shit is possible, bro.
No, for sure. 1,000%.
I got strategies, my nigga. Pull up. Planners. I got notebooks, all types of shit. Man. Yo, we good. Trust me.
It furthers that idea, though, that cheating is a rich nigga sport.
It's a rich nigga sport.
You have to be extremely wealthy.
My son was sending joints on a plane here, sending a bag there, pulling up to work, calling the kids, what time the game?
He was having the bitches shipped in like Uber Eats. I'm going to arrive at 7:42. You should be arriving at 7:45.
Hey, somebody was sex trafficking.
Yeah. Now, that's sex trafficking. Facts, right?
My son was in the HOV lane with it. My son was in the HOV lane. Said, I got a full house.
Yeah. This to a point we made last season.
Huh?
I said, and it referenced to a point we made last
What's
season.
What's that?
What did she accomplish by doing this?
Thank you.
Embarrassing.
That's what we did.
More
applause for that man. You giving it up like this, man?
He was already an NBA Puerto Rican.
Yo, right, exactly.
You only making me hotter. The
gel in my hand.
And I punch niggas in their face.
Like, I run down, I hoop, I smoke, nigga, I'm in shape.
He's,
what?
He's
my boy, my boy going to the league. What?
He's an NBA gym
Matt Barnes should have made, yo, off that, he should be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I'm saying? Something. He should be on the ballot. My son is really a legend out here.
Shout out to Melo for going into the Hall of Fame. Him and Dwight, sir. Yeah.
He got it. Yo, also, happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you, know. Love Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to all my ladies.
Especially shout out to Pat and Clarissa Shields.
Oh, my God. Pat and Clarissa Shields. Yo, I don't know. I don't know what kind of taste Pat be having.
Clarissa Shields. Facts. I couldn't hear you. Shout out. Yeah,
I don't get this man's taste, bro. When he got with Remy, nobody thought, like, oh, Remy was bad. Like, none of that, right? When she came home and she got done up and all that, and he was like, oh, Remy bad. Yo, Clarissa Shields is not fire. Like, she looked good for an athlete.
Yeah.
You feel me?
She's not ugly.
She's not ugly at all.
She's not ugly.
No, I never
she's workable. And her ass is fat.
She's workable.
She's workable. I see it. Like, I see the vision. Like,
yes. There's something there.
She's like,
retirement.
She's like, you know, she's like the fat bitch in the gym.
Now, she just
that's on the treadmill every day. Like, we know she's going to be fired. Compliment now. Get the compliment to Jim right, because soon, she's out of there. Like,
boxing forever. You know what I'm saying?
She's not going
to. She's not going to have them shoulders forever.
Like,
she's not going to have the shoulders that don't give no dress.
Compliment in January, because by June, she's out of there.
All right. All right. But, yo, shout out to them for real with the Black Love shit, because my son really transitioned into a whole nother relationship smoothly. I respect that, bro, because he not trying to be outside. Hey, he like, yo, I want to
walk. She got him performing at her break.
Facts. Like, brought her out.
Yeah, what song he performed?
Or what song he got? What are you talking about? He write a song for every bucket. Like, I don't know, bro.
He did.
I feel like he write a song for every bucket. Like, oh, I'm at the club. I need to make a club song tonight. All right, boom, boom, boom.
It's a good one.
Boxing joint, I'm going to make a boxing theme song. Like, he not dropping nothing. You can't go on Apple Music right now, type in Papoose and find a body.
I'm talking about Joe Budden's, too.
Who else is like that? Fat Joe was like that. Fat Joe was never like that.
Bro, he had a hit every year, gang.
Not every year.
Every year. Every year, Fat Joe has a hit of his career, bro. Not anymore, but I'm talking when he was active.
His last fire album was Don Cartagena, I think.
Cartagena.
Don Cartagena,
yeah.
Cartagena.
Whatever. Yeah. I didn't listen to that.
That shit was hard.
I never really listened to a Fat Joe album through.
So now this nigga just defended his album.
But his hits.
Fat Joe had hits. That's what I'm saying.
Fat Joe had hits.
Singles. It's like, what's his name?
I'm in love
with the Coco. What's his name? OT Genesis. You know, he has zero albums.
He doesn't?
Zero albums.
No, why the fuck?
He's never made an album.
Why the fuck?
He only makes singles. He only makes singles.
But that's his thing, though.
Yeah, that's his singles. He only makes singles. He's never had albums.
I never noticed.
You ain't know that?
Nah.
My son come out with a Crip Walk every 2 years with some shit.
I like him too.
It's working.
I fuck with him.
I used to fuck with YG heavy, but
YG.
I'm not even really.
Are we listening to One Hit Wonder niggas?
He's not a One Hit Wonder nigga.
Never fucked with the California sound, the West Coast sound.
He got me into it.
Never.
He got me into it.
YG got you into YG. West Coast.
Like
Not later. Dre.
Oh, no, okay. So
not the game.
They fell off. They fell off. After they fell off and the West Coast came back, it was him that brought me back to the West Coast.
Oh, the game brought me back.
Nah, I feel like he went real mixtape-y for a long time.
Yeah, the game. I think
like Nipsey was real mixtape. I used to try to listen to Nip. I used to try to listen to Nip, but I just ain't get it yet. You know what I'm saying?
Dom Kennedy.
Dom Kennedy, I used to fuck with.
I got a question.
Yeah, what's up?
What do you wear to sleep?
Horse.
I feel like this topic was a setup for that.
Yo, Zion!
Nah, bro.
I'm a sleeping here.
I'm a washing etiquette.
All right. You're reverse?
I'm a basketball short nigga. Like,
do you wear boxes though? Like under?
No. Heavens no. I'm free balling.
For sure, free balling. I'm with you on that.
Balling,
shirt.
Yeah, it gotta be a good tee though.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's a good tee though?
Like, it gotta be like a good wide tee, like
big baggy joint.
It gotta have a good logo on it too. Like, it gotta be tough. Like, it gotta be a tough graphic tee.
So I got a sleep slot.
You gotta sleep.
I gotta step in my
three. Yeah, I'll step just in case my
what's it called? Stepping on clouds, nigga. But
there's a pair of shorts I sleep in, and I feel like that when I
got I only sleep in EE's now, because EE is
EE's.
Them shit is low-key dead. I love EE.
They dead?
I like to hoop in them. I like to do everything in them, buck and fly now. Back in the day, I used to like get it fly.
They might be a little played, but like, shorts is fire.
Shorts is fire. They're so fire, but I just think they're strictly action sports sleeping.
Performance.
I feel like EE's is equivalent to Crocs.
Yeah, almost.
Almost, they like sports mode. Like,
I'm a basketball shorts, definitely free baller for sure. I have to have a shirt.
Yeah, for sure.
But it do got to be like a mesh shirt that's loose. You know what I'm saying? You know the
niggas
mesh.
Niggas said a mesh shirt. It's niggas
on rock. Not mesh. I'm lying. Not mesh.
That's niggas the dance.
Hey, that's crazy. Back with your nipples out. That's crazy. That's crazy. I said mesh. I'm wild. I meant dry fit, like a dry fit. Like a loose dry fit.
Dry,
you know,
fit
saying?
Feels mad uncomfortable.
Nah, when it's, because it's flowy.
I think
it's like silk sheets, but the dry fit, dry fit that's tight, obviously not. I'm talking about the ones that just sit on your body, like it's just loose. It's bit, okay. Might be a little bit.
I need cotton.
Then I gotta wear socks.
Crazy.
I can't go to sleep without socks.
I've been told that too, but I be wearing socks.
You take them off in your sleep?
70-30.
You take them off while you're sleeping, or you keep them on?
If they come off, I'm putting them back on.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Both y'all niggas wear socks?
It don't matter how hot it is.
Times.
It don't matter how cold it is. I'm sleeping with socks.
That's insane.
We in DR. I'm sleeping with some Korean socks.
Shit. I grew up sleeping with socks.
Yeah, but y'all niggas walk outside with no socks. Like, y'all walk in the compost and shit.
What?
In the dirt, no socks. Y'all drive, y'all shorts with no
feel.
But
I didn't realize.
What are we talking about, Dan?
I realized that was weird. Because it'd be cold up here. So I'm like, it's
regular to have socks, right?
Like, I didn't realize it was weird to girls. Nope. Be like, yo, why are you wearing your socks?
Maverick can't wear socks to sleep.
I can't wear socks to sleep. I can't wear socks.
Do you
wear
your socks?
You can't wear socks in the crib. I can't walk barefoot.
I walk barefoot. Yo, everywhere I go.
Yo,
yes, sir.
I'm not the only one.
I cannot walk barefoot
in the crib.
Do y'all take your socks off the fuck?
No, I'm not.
Right. Nigga, I put on the Sky Zone socks.
The sorry shit, the gritty shit. Nigga said, just in case I got to pivot.
I got a drop step in it. We are good.
So you ain't even see when I put my leg up. Chubby Cam.
No. All right, so what's proper etiquette?
For taking a shower?
When you taking a shower. I see you washing your whole body.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think we can.
No, hold on. No, that's not a given.
I'm gonna.
That's not a given.
I'm gonna lose respect for
There's anything. A certain group of people.
Here you go. Two rags.
Hold on. There's a certain group of people that two don't rags. Wash below the knee.
They're not here.
They don't wash below the knee.
Two rags. I'm with you.
Two rags.
Two rags.
Ass rag.
Ass rag. Mm-hmm. Body rag.
Body rag.
Hands for face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
hands up. There you go. Hands for the. You do it in the shower or?
What?
Some people could get out the shower and wash their face.
Nah, I do it.
Brush my teeth in the shower.
Me too. I only brush my teeth in the shower.
I do everything in the shower.
Twice.
Fuck it. Yeah.
So you shower twice a day.
Yeah.
But see,
once a day.
You got to.
No, I'm lying. I don't shower twice a day. I brush my teeth in the morning. Yeah. I don't shower in the morning.
Yeah.
I hate morning showers.
Brush my teeth at the sink.
You hate morning showers.
Yeah, I hate morning showers. I'm going back to sleep if I take a shower. That's a fact.
But shower gonna put you to sleep. The thing I hate about washing your face in the shower, sometimes that's why I like to do it outside the shower.
A lot of people do. I don't understand that.
Because you have to change the temperature
of the room,
of the water.
The water.
You can't wash your face with warm water.
Oh, supposed to wash your face with cold water.
Supposed to wash it with cold water.
Yeah.
Or like
tightens up.
Or like
skin.
A colder water, like a colder than a warm water. Yes.
Like it's more be, cold than hot.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Yes. So that's what I'm saying. So like. That's why, like, I get out sometime.
I take a scorching hot shower.
Yeah.
Scorching hot.
Like, I don't like scorching hot shower.
No?
Like, yo, what's
your
kind
of... It feel like urine? Like, fucking room temperature? What is that?
Room temp.
Shit feel like dog piss. What? Temp, nigga. What is this?
Y'all wash dishes in hot. And it's scorching hot water, too? That's some Caribbean shit.
Because the hot kills germs.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Cold kills germs. Yeah. That's why the AC... That's why when you go in the hospital, it's always cold. Yo, son, that is...
No way. I ain't gonna lie. You work in a hospital, so I'm not gonna violate.
Think about it.
Nah, no, but thinking about it. It doesn't make sense.
What they tell you, when you in third world countries, you buy boiled water and shit like that.
You buy boiled water.
You gotta boil your water.
You gotta boil your water.
Yo, bro.
Okay, then. So we fired both right.
All we gotta do is Google it.
We fired both right.
Okay,
I believe you.
Nah, both extremes. Yeah, both extremes.
Boiling water is...
But cold kills
in a sense, purified water, right?
Yeah, boiling water? Pretty much in a sense.
You can consume it. You'll be safe to... Yeah.
I mean, I drink tap water.
Still?
In New York City only.
I can't. Not no more.
Yeah. Damn, what my grandmother used to call
that? I can't drink no tap water. Yo, matter of fact, I was in my boy's crib the other day.
Cold water doesn't usually kill germs.
See what I'm saying? But I do know it preserves things. Like, that's why you push it in the freezer so it stays...
How you throw your chicken? Did you learn this trick as a kid? When your mother told you to take your chicken out the fridge?
I ain't gonna lie, my mother.
You did it late. You know how to get it right real quick.
Nah, what?
Cold water.
How? What you do?
You just put it on the cold water. Run it on the freezing cold water. It melts it mad fast.
Freezing cold water.
Yeah, freezing cold water.
What the hot water gonna do?
I don't know. But hot water doesn't do it. It doesn't throw it out faster.
That's like
cold water throws.
That's
it
like a life hack.
That ass, bro. It throws it immediately. That's because y'all niggas never
heard that before.
Y'all niggas kind of
it don't make sense either.
Nah, that don't.
Oh my
God. It must work because he's saying it too emphatically. I don't. Yeah. I believe you.
All right, game time.
Yo, I got a game. Oh, not so much a game, but I want to hear what y'all top five series.
Even easy.
TV shows of all time.
In order, got to be in order.
In order.
Damn, the order's hard. The order's hard, but this is easy for me. I'm gonna start from the bottom though.
You want to start at five?
Yeah, you should start at five.
Should start at five. You got your list written down?
Nah,
I didn't. I'm gonna put at five Prison Break. Yes,
what?
Prison Break?
Yeah.
Nigga.
Have you seen Prison Break?
Oh my.
You answer the question. Have you seen Prison Break?
Yes, no. I've seen Prison Break.
Oh, you have to with the twins? You know what it is. I asked
the It's on Netflix right now. Yes, I was watching it.
You watched it on Netflix. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. I didn't watch it week to week.
Yeah, you ain't watch it. You ain't watch it when it was on. You ain't watch it in one. You just, nah.
It
ain't
watching it. It shouldn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Prison Break, Schofield.
Schofield,
that's his name. Michael Schofield.
Oh, I thought you was...
Michael Schofield, the character. Nah, you want me to do my whole five?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Prison Break, I'm going to go... Damn, now you go with five. Hold on. I got it. Yeah. This is my fifth
for five.
Yeah.
Number five, Money and Violence.
Oh, shit. You might got a point, see. Damn. That's hard.
Money and Violence.
That's hard.
It's because for everybody. That's why they...
Money and Violence, Cloud9 TV, Rafe. Yo, shout out to y'all. Y'all was so innovative with that show.
That was dope.
Yo,
it's not five for real, but it's five.
Yeah. It's honorary mention.
It's an honorary mention. That was because he changed the game forever.
He changed the game. You never seen it?
No.
Yo, strictly YouTube show. Strictly mad low budget. Am I lying? Horrible acting.
They was using these cameras right here.
He was using iPhones. Them niggas was using Sidekick LX.
Nigga, you can see the nigga doing this.
Yeah, bro. Legendary.
They got it on Tubi right now.
For real?
Fire.
Season one?
Rewatched the whole
season. One?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
I
gotta watch that.
But season three, Entourage.
I ain't watched the whole Entourage, but yeah, Entourage was hard. I'll give you that. Entourage was hard. I got Prison Break instead of Entourage. Number four for me, I'm going to have to say, damn, son, this has been a few joints. I'm going to have to put The Wire at four. The Wire.
Whoa.
The Wire.
That's low. That's dumb.
I think it is a little low.
I'm very curious about what's in the top three now.
You know it's my number one.
I know one of them for sure.
I think you know two.
I'm probably going to go
Damn, my list is it's hot.
I didn't write my shit down. I probably go.
Who you got?
I want to say Stranger Things.
Stranger Things was hard.
I want to say Stranger Things. That was hard, but like I don't know. I feel like I'm gonna go straight. I don't feel like I want to put that there though. I'm gonna probably go like.
I wouldn't put it in mine.
It's a little hard right now for me.
You seen Dexter?
Yeah, Dexter was cool, but it's not Dexter, in my top five.
Nah, Prison Break definitely in my top five.
I'd probably go like Martin and Fresh Prince.
Hell no. I can't watch them shits the whole time. I'm not watching that.
You're number four.
Yeah, number four. Martin, fuck, I said it like that. Martin and Fresh Prince. Like
Martin is fire, but I feel like that's not a... It's not continuous, so you can't say that.
It's 5 years.
It's a sitcom, though.
This is okay, a sitcom. So, all right, so...
It's not a series show. You feel me?
You made me work from five. I could have worked better.
All right, well, let's work from one then.
Nah. Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad is not one, bro.
Number one.
Breaking Bad is not one. We all know what number one is.
Breaking Bad.
We all know what number one is.
Breaking Bad, number two.
Oh, my God.
The Wire.
Ooh. Who's your favorite character in The Wire?
I'm big on... I would have said Stringer before the last season, right? Mm. But then I Avon Barksdale reminds me of one of my uncles.
Like it?
Like through and through. So I'm going to go, but I like Marlo.
Marlo's, I was going to say, I'm a Marlo.
Marlo is my guy.
I'm a Marlo.
Marlo's my guy. And I like the nigga that says, she.
Ray Davis. Ray Davis.
She. Kinda Sopranos goes. Number three.
Sopranos is number one. Starting there. Sopranos number one. That's easy. I don't feel like there ever been a better show than that. I'm lying?
Yeah, that's my number.
Never been a better show. You, I don't feel like you seen
Boardwalk Empire, number four.
I never seen, but you seen that? I never seen Boardwalk Empire.
Chucky White, baby.
What?
Chucky White, baby.
Yeah, what up? I got at number two, then I got Breaking Bad. Then I got Breaking Bad at number two. And then I think I'll move the
Breaking Bad is way better than Sopranos. It like clears it too.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Yo,
Sons of Anarchy number five, by the way.
Yeah.
But just throw that out.
Yeah. You can't just say that.
And Breaking Bad clears Sopranos. Like, and I love Sopranos.
It's not even here. It's not even like this. Sopranos is here. Breaking Bad is like
Breaking Bad, The Wire. The Wire and Breaking Bad are like this. Oh, you know what? Ozark. Ozark number four.
Ozark is hard.
Ozark number four. Ozark number four. Yo, fuck that too. Power Universe.
Yeah, that's where I was
number
going.
Five.
That's where I was going.
Well, listen,
that's where I was
going. Nah, I don't know.
That's where I was going. So I got my list right now.
So that's my fourth. Yeah, that's my fourth. Power is fourth.
So our third.
I move. I got Sopranos, Breaking Bad, The Wire, Power.
Okay, so our top three is very.
Yeah, similar. It's just the order.
It's the order.
The order. Yeah, the order. But. Breaking Bad is not better than Sopranos.
So we got Breaking Bad.
No way in hell.
The Wire, Sopranos, Ozark.
How many episodes?
Power Universe.
How many seasons of
Power Universe?
Six?
Seven.
I think it was like six, seven.
Six or seven. Something.
Oh, Snowfall, too. God damn.
Jeez.
Snowfall's old Power. But so that's my top six.
I'm still playing Power over Snowfall. I'm putting Power over Snowfall.
Nah, I ain't putting
Power. I'm putting Power over Snowfall for sure. They just had so much shit.
I just feel like our shit is very drug heavy.
What?
Drug dealing heavy.
Should it be fucking...
Oh, I'm bugging out. Number four. Now, here we go. Here we go. I got my list right now.
I got one.
There you go. Here you go. For real. This is the list for real. It's the list for real.
I'm going to make mine finalized after this.
Breaking Bad. The Wire.
Sure.
Game of Thrones. Sopranos. Ozark. Done, nigga. That's it. That's the best list. That's the list that's going to go viral. That's the best list. That's the best list on TV.
Game of Thrones.
I got Sopranos, Breaking Bad, The Wire, Power. Power, I'm going to put five. And at four, I'm going to put Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Ooh.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Facts. That's my final list. Damn. That's going fine.
That's a good one.
That's my shit.
That's a good one. Sopranos, not number one, but Curb Your Enthusiasm is
hard. That's the one, bro. There's no greater show in the history.
Breaking Bad was.
No.
Yes, Heisenberg was way better than Tony.
Hell no. No.
Who was you more scared of, Heisenberg or Tony?
Tony
would cry if he had to shoot you, by.
He never shoot you.
Heisenberg
never killed nobody.
Yes, he did. He bombed shit, nigga.
Yeah, and that's not
crystal meth.
Gotta be separate.
Well, yeah. But he's bombing shit.
He wasn't no killer.
Then he gonna put out with his dear fucking hands.
Yo, what's those blue crates you send back to your country? What's those shit? For barrels? He be putting niggas in there with the shit.
Barrel.
Bad niggas. He can't. He was melting niggas
barrel.
In a barrel.
Acid.
Yeah, you gotta use plastic. You can't use ceramic, nigga.
Nigga was teaching niggas
how to reach me a barrel.
Boom.
To reach me.
Yeah, nah, it was wild. It was wild.
The back.
The shows are fire. Shows are fire, but it's just not fucking with Sopranos. It's just not. This is no way in hell. Sopranos is too good, bro. You gotta go watch it.
Bro, I've watched it. I just rewatched it.
No,
I just rewatched it.
If you say that and you.
I just rewatched it in 2020, too. Deadass.
So you gotta see, you've grown. We 5 years, five years later.
Still not better than
that. And us. Just go watch it.
Yo, Breaking Bad had me like this, sir.
The first time?
Oh, my times. Every time. I watched it 4 times already.
Dang.
Yeah, bro, nah, shit is insane, bro. It's insane. It's insane.
Los Pollos, what is it? Pollos Hermanos.
Bro, every time I see it now in real life, the pollo shit, I know it's not the same thing, but it's the...
Making shit up.
No, you know the chicken, the Spanish chicken restaurant.
What's that?
That Spanish chicken restaurant, the El Pollos, the pollo...
That's what's called? Shit.
Local pollo.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
it's red and yellow. Yeah, every time I see that shit, I go.
Did y'all hear Day One's tape on the Dipset
verse? Yeah, Jay One's tape, man. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, shout out to my son. Shout out to my son, Jay One. I don't know him personally, but
shout out to Jay One. I know you fuck with DJ my man, but
yeah,
I don't know. Launch it. Say what he said. And
first of all, some nigga on this had nothing to do, but some nigga on Instagram, his name is Die Fresh. I like him a lot. He sells like the Vince's clothes on the internet.
Okay,
fly nigga, fly site. He listed top 25 flyest rappers of all time. Right? Good list, too.
Oh, you sent that, didn't you?
I think I did. And he forgot Jadakiss off the list. That was kind of wild, though. So, Die Fresh, that was crazy. I don't think he was hot.
Yeah, I don't think he forgot.
What the fuck do y'all mean?
I'm not saying he not.
That's off topic.
Well, it's very off topic, but I was just saying, why you said it like that? Well, you don't think he forgot?
I don't.
First of all, number one.
I'm not saying
he forgot. His list is fire because his number one was Raekwon the Chef. I thought that was hard. I was like, woo.
I did see he had like Eric B too.
Eric B and Rakim, that was hard. But you don't have Jadakiss on your list.
As fly?
Meek Mill.
As one of the flyest rappers of all time.
Travis Scott.
Meek,
yeah. He ain't have Travis Scott, Meek.
Wait. Jadakiss is one of the flyest rappers.
One of the flyest niggas all time.
I didn't say he not fly. I do.
All leaving. First of all, right now, Kiss is probably the flyest old nigga we got in New York, too.
Not Jim?
Nah, Jim is second.
Jim lost it. Jim is not second anymore. Stop.
Why on earth would Jadakiss be listed as one of the flyest rappers of all time?
I don't know. I don't know what he be talking about, bro. He can't help but be a New Yorker, bro. He just can't help. But I've never heard someone just express how fly Jadakiss was. Now, do I not think he's fly? No. I think he's fly. Like, when I see him.
See, I don't like how he drinks. I don't know what y'all niggas think is like. So, y'all
I'm not
fly,
saying he has fly, to wear Rick Owens and all his
y'all
ass
fly,
shit.
Yo, y'all fly, my fly is two different flies. Fly is subjective, right?
No. Even for the way he dresses, I don't think he's the flyest nigga that dresses like him.
But Kiss is just... him, Nas, them niggas, for me.
Nas, I feel like just that is different.
That's very New York.
Yeah.
That don't make you fly.
That makes you fly as fuck. No, I don't even think if you're not from New York, like, you could even enter my top five, nigga. Like, you could, like, I don't even think you could crack. Only nigga that cracked my top that's not from New York is Kanye West. Yo. And like, DC and Detroit niggas, those are the only niggas I give my respect in Chicago. But those three cities, everybody else, I don't really care. Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, he's fly. I feel like he's fly. He dressed fine.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah.
I see, I think Fitz got created.
I like you think
Kendrick Lamar fly than Kiss?
And I don't even think he's that.
You know who's fly than Kiss? Nip. They was fly to Kiss. Nip Kiss. Nip Kiss. Yes. Nips.
R.I.P. Nip.
But that's what
I love shit. That. I love that.
But I'm not.
That's his swag, though. Nobody else could pull that off.
But I'm not about to throw you in my top. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying he's in our top. I'm not saying I'm not saying either one is in my top.
Bro, I just saw a nigga name. I saw the Lil Yachty nigga say.
You ever?
Yeah. Lil Yachty nigga just say he brought back Tim's to the show.
He not even acknowledging
right?
that shit.
Yo, listen. Let's be clear, right? Let's be clear.
Nonsense.
Let's be clear. Tim's and shorts. Is a Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Only.
Yo, that's a towel shit. Like, yo, bro.
Only.
My son Jesus was wearing the shirt.
D.O. Max.
Yo, come on. Let's be clear. Like, we're not about to do it.
But what
I'm going to say is who re-energized the Steve's was not Tim's. Tim's and shorts was Kiss.
That's 100%. He got that.
At the Verses.
He got that.
Right? He re-energized. He put it back.
He brought it back on stage. He brought it back on stage.
That's a fact.
But I'm just saying, Kiss is good for shit like that. You don't even be knowing that my son just...
I agree with you.
You don't even be knowing that my son really did a lot of shit. Like he just put niggas on again. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is what Kiss do. And I just don't like the fact that niggas is not recognizing my son. Kiss has been underrated his whole career. This is ridiculous, bro.
Yes.
Right, yo, son? This is fucking... Yes. This is ridiculous, bro.
So let's talk about his bars and his skill.
No, nigga, let's talk about the whole package, bro. First of all, Kiss is fly. He's been fly and fat.
Yo, the last 5 years.
No.
He was always
25 years.
He was always
25 years. Since Bad Boy, since Rough Rider.
You know what? I'm going to go with you on that because I've said this already. Looking back, I don't think Fab is really that fly. I don't know if he was that.
I think he's a little bit of recency bias.
No. I'm saying look at
what he used to wear. Call niggas right now. They'll tell you, like, oh, nah. And I'm like, that nigga was trash.
I think bitches.
But I don't think, yo.
I think the bitches is like.
Fab does weird shit. Like,
he dressed like a Jamaican from Brooklyn. Then
yeah. No, forever. It's just like this going on. I'm not mad if Fab had a whole regime behind him. Like, he had a whole...
He did popularize the jersey shit. Like, throwbacks and all that. Mitchell and Ness. He was the nigga really like,
I could technically give that to Dipset.
He just had more jerseys. They were doing custom jerseys.
That's what I'm saying. My high school coach was wearing leather jersey.
And we talk about J1s, you know, I'm just talking about this. Did I discuss that? They make those? Who bought that?
He had it custom made.
Bought that.
There's no way.
What? That nigga, he was doing something.
Yo, coach, shout out to DB.
Coach, nothing.
Yo, he was wearing leather jerseys with the velour sweatpants with the NBA singles.
All right. That nigga was in the other shit. Why are you wearing leather around kids like that? Sleeveless leather. Sleeveless leather. What are you doing? That's grooming.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
grooming. You grooming the minds of the youth. What are you doing?
Niggas gonna hate me.
That dude, I'll check on him.
My coach was wearing jerseys. Forever too. Leather shit all the time.
You should put while you had on him because he got some skeletons.
All right, great, dude.
Wearing leather around children.
Yeah, what's y'all popularity? So we're gonna go to J Munch? So we don't got time.
We got time. Let's keep going.
Oh,
that's whack.
My fake. Let me just double check. I got some. Have you seen my popular opinion is for this week. I don't know if y'all seen Max got release date.
Yeah, he had one for 4 years now.
No. Like a real one coming up in 2025 or something.
Dope, that's dope. Shout out Free to Wave.
Free to Wave. Yeah, Free to Wave. I'm going to be totally honest about Max coming home, bro.
Dope.
Huh?
I was going to be like, and don't come.
Night. So
what?
Sure.
I'm
be honest, brother. In terms of Max coming home, nobody gives a fuck. It is like 5 years too late. Nobody cares. I'm glad he's coming home.
If he would have said he was coming home this year, we'd have been like, oh, shit. But now we've been waiting.
I'm glad he's coming home for as human purposes. Like, for your family, you know, you'd be free, whatever. Musically, not interested. Culturally not interested. I'm not pressing follow on IG. I'm good. I don't feel like people really give a fuck. It just sounds cool to say Free to Wave. That's how I feel. Facts.
All right. My unpopular opinion is if you're having a group chat, right, with your friends, and you say a beautiful girl is beautiful, and a nigga in the group chat say she's whack, right? Make that nigga pull up his baddest bitch all the time. Make him pull it up. Ooh. Shout out to my nigga Rowan. No. Because I just feel like you got to have it. First of all, it's my unpopular.
No, you're right. I feel what you're
But you got to have G5 classification.
No, I'm just saying.
You got to have G5 classification to interrupt somebody saying a woman is.
So you're saying a nigga not qualified to say something.
If you're not qualified, you shouldn't be able to say. Like,
simmer down.
You shouldn't be able to say bad bitch is whack, right? You know what I'm saying? You better have G5. I gotta see your baddest bitch ever. Like, I gotta see her. Like, I just gotta see her. Facts, right? You know what I'm saying?
But what we talking about?
Before, I'm not about to argue with you. Lori Harvey's whack. If you tell me Lori Harvey's whack, I'm not about to argue with you, right? You feel me? Like, I'm not about to, because I just gotta know why she whack.
I know. There's no saying she's whack. You might say, I don't like her. All right, fine. I can respect that. Like, oh, I told her. That's not my swag.
Hold there. But if you say she's whack, you can't. Now I got to see your list. Yes, now I got to see your list. Shout out to my nigga Rome. Rome is good for making a nigga pull up his list. I think that's a fire way to nip all that shit in the butt. Make your mans pull up his list when he say a bitch is whack.
Fact. Show me a bad bitch.
That's a fact.
And like that, we gone.